Our scripture reading comes from John 1. It's verses 1 through 18 this morning. Follow along and hear the good news as we read the scriptures. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning, and everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was light for all people. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. And a man named John was sent from God. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him everyone would believe in the light. He himself wasn't the light, but his mission was to testify concerning the light. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light, but the world didn't recognize the light. The light came to his own people, and his own people didn't welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children. Born not from blood, nor from human desire or passion, but born from God. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. And we have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified about him, crying out, "This is the one whom I said, he who comes after me is greater than me, because he existed before me. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. As the law was given through Moses, so grace and truth came into being through Jesus Christ. Now no one has ever seen God. God, the only Son, who is at the Father's side, has made God known." It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Lord, open our eyes to your light, our ears to your call, and our hearts to your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. I love watching movies, especially good movies. Anybody in here like to watch a good movie? Yeah, all right. We'll have to get together and watch some movies together. But there's a trend I'm noticing with movies in the past couple, I guess you could say the past couple of decades now, that some of the movies are coming out are called prequels. Now, a prequel is different than a sequel. A sequel takes place after the first movie happened, but a prequel takes place before the first movie happened. And I would like for us to think about applying this understanding towards grace. See, last week we talked about God's justifying grace, and this is the epicenter or the primary experience in our understanding of grace. We know it as the grace that Jesus Christ offers us from the cross, and that we experience it when we accept Jesus as our Savior. We become a new person. We become born again from heaven and take Christ into our life. We receive him into our life. And when we confess him as our Lord, making him the principal focus of our life, it sparks a revolution in our life and in our heart and in our minds. And from there on out, God is working in us and through us, making us new people. And so today, we're going to explore the prequel of this grace. This is how we experience God's grace before justifying grace. It's called prevenient grace. John Wesley popularized this term in his day and age when he talked about how this Latin word meaning to go before is the grace of God that goes before us. It's already there before us. And the Gospel of John in our reading this morning gives us a glimpse of this grace as the apostle lays out a new understanding of creation. He retells the creation story. And his version of the creation story takes place before the Genesis creation. That in the beginning was the Word. Not just any word, but the Word. That is, the Word with a capital W. The Word of God. Now, there's a difference. See, each week when we read the Scriptures and we close the Bible and I lift it up and I say the Word of God for the people of God, and we respond, thanks be to God. When we're saying the Word of God there, we're saying little w, Word of God, meaning the Scriptures are the inspired Word of God. Yet in our passage, we're talking about the big W, Word of God. Now, if you look in John chapter 1, and it says the Word of God, and it doesn't capitalize that, I invite you to make a note in the margin of your Bible and write capital W, or if you want, just write over it with a capital W. It's okay. It was capitalized in the Greek. But the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word is Jesus. Jesus is the living Word of God. And Jesus was with God, and through Jesus, everything was created. Nothing was created without Jesus. And through the Word came life. And through the Word came light. And the Word was the light and life for all people. Jesus is the light and life for all people. And John's poetic prologue continues telling us that the light shines into the darkness. And the darkness cannot extinguish the light. The darkness can't overcome the light. The darkness cannot put out the light. The light overcomes the darkness. Jesus, the light, the Word of God, came into creation. He came to overcome the darkness. Yet not everyone accepted him. They didn't recognize his light. However, some of the people living in darkness did accept him. And they saw his light. And they came running. And they welcomed him and embraced him. And these people are people like you and I. We saw the light. We welcomed the light. And we became God's children. So this creation story that John is telling us is not just one about the heavens and everything being perfect in the beginning. Rather, it's a fresh creation story where God's planned beginning didn't go as God first planned. So God expanded the plan and included new people into that plan. Through this plan, through Jesus, God's Word became human, flesh and blood. The Creator became part of the creation so that through Jesus we could know God. And though we've never seen God, through Jesus we can see, know, and experience God. Through Jesus, we know the living Word of God. Through Jesus, we see the light of God. Here's where it gets cool. That light was shown long before we ever existed. That light was shown for us before we ever knew God. While we were still living in the darkness, while we were living in sin, while we were selfish and immature and busy doing our own thing, our own messed up way, God shined his light onto our condition and in our direction. Let us know he's there and he's waiting for us. Help you visualize this. Years ago, Fran and I lived just a few houses down from a woman named Colleen Nick. Now, if that name sounds familiar, she's the mother of Morgan Nick. And if that word sounds familiar, that's part of the Arkansas's Morgan Nick Amber Alert system. Now, about 20-something years ago, about 23 years ago, Morgan Nick was kidnapped at a ball game when she was 9 years old. And she has never been found. And Colleen has poured her life into finding her and started up this amazing foundation called the Morgan Nick Foundation that helps find missing and exploited children. one day, Morgan and her other two kids, Logan and Taryn, were selected by that show, Extreme Home Makeover. You remember that show where they come in and they bulldoze down your house and rebuild it in a week? Well, they came and they did that. And our neighborhood was crazy for a week. But there was something really cool they did. Because Colleen always left her front porch light on, hoping that Morgan might come home someday. And they made a special front porch light for her that hangs on that front porch, custom made. And over it, it says, "Love always hopes." And that light is still on. It never goes out. She never turns it off, hoping that someday Morgan will come home. That is an example of God's light, of God's prevenient grace shining out before her. But what's that mean for us? That means that God offers us grace upon grace. That God is already there, that grace is God's love in action that is already happening before we're even aware of it, before we even acknowledge of it. And when we're in the middle of our brokenness, when we're lost, in the middle of our own mess, when we're looking for a home, in the middle of whatever it is we do, when we're doing our own thing, God's shining God's light. And God sees us and is welcoming us and offers us grace anyway. Grace that never ends. See, before we even knew God, God was pursuing us and chasing after us, and God is continuing to pursue us and lavish his grace upon us, hoping to fill us with so much grace that we cannot help but to receive it, and that we cannot help but to have it overflow from our life wherever it is that we go. Essentially, God is using grace as an antidote to cure whatever sin ails us. But God is also using grace as a sort of vaccine to help prevent sinful infections in us and to protect us from future sin. Because God is helping us to live in God's better way, God's good and perfect way. And God offers us this grace upon grace because of his great love for us. And if there's anything God wants you to know, it's how much he loves you. See, Scripture tells us in Jeremiah 1:5 that God knew us in the womb before we were ever born. He knew us before we were ever made. And the Psalms remind us over and over that God is there watching over us. And I love this description in Deuteronomy 32:11. Scripture tells us that God is there for us, that God is like a mother eagle watching over her young, stirring up her nest and helping them learn to fly and watching them as they learn to fly. And when they fall, she swoops in and carries them up on her own wings. That's God who knows us, who's watching us, who is there for us. God is even there when we don't yet see him. God's prevenient grace is the prequel to our awareness of God. We can remember God's prevenient grace because it's his anticipation of our needs. That he has gone out before us, that he has prepared the way, that he has set up relationships in your life to help you know him and experience, to help you experience him. Ultimately, in our greatest need, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, that through his life, death, and resurrection, God made it possible for us to know, to see, to experience, and to even approach God and live with him in the fullness of his love. It's God's grace that is calling us into new relation with God, into reconciliation, into restoration. God's grace is an invitation to wholeness. When we read our scriptures, we find it full of stories of God preparing the way for his people, for his children. And it's important for us to know that as his children, I am his child, you are his child, he is making a way for you. Think about it this way. Before your children were born, or perhaps your grandchildren, or maybe your nieces or nephews, you were planning for them. You were making space for them. You were getting ready and waiting for them, hoping the best for them before they were ever here. It was anticipation of their arrival. Before you had ever met them, you loved them. There was no way they could have ever done anything for you or to earn your love, yet you loved them just as they are. That is God's love for you. And there is nothing you can do to change it. There is nothing you can do to make God love you any more or any less, because that's God's prevenient grace. It goes out to show you God's love and draw you closer. God is calling out. He's calling out to you. God is wooing you, trying to get your attention, trying to draw you closer, trying to build that relationship with you. Remember when you were wooing a loved one or wooing your spouse, and if you're married, I hope you're still doing that. Remember when you're trying to get that attention of somebody you really like, your boyfriend or girlfriend, and you let them know that you were interested in them, that you cared about them? That's God's prevenient grace working in your life. Just like in that relationship where you continue to woo your loved one, God continues to show affection for you, love for you. God's grace is continuously drawing you closer to help you see and know and experience God's work in you and through you and around the world and all across of creation. But that's not all. Because wait, there's more. Like those infomercials. Wait, there's more. Because God's got more for you. We are participants in God's prevenient grace. We are agents of God's prevenient grace, that through our giving and through our serving, God is moving through us to bring his love to others, that through our love of someone else, through our love of the stranger, of the neighbor, we share God's love, that through our service, we bring the gospel, we show and we demonstrate the good news of Jesus and the love of God to someone who's desperately in need of God's grace. And we do this in response to God's love for us. As 1 John 4 tells us, we love him because he first loved us. John Wesley said that we love him because he first loved us, that this is the sum of all religion, the genuine model of Christianity. None can say more. Why should anyone say less? This is God's grace reaching out to us, to me, to you, to all of us, so that we might experience God on a deeper and more intimate level. The Holy Spirit has moved in your heart this morning and encourage you to respond to God's prevenient grace. And whether you're here or worshiping online, and you want to be a part of this family, a part of this community, a part of this church, and make this your church home, then I want to invite you to let me know. Come see me after the service, or give me a call, or send me a message, because I would love to help you get connected and be a part of what God is doing here and with us and through us as we make life better and make you better at life through Jesus Christ. And if you have never experienced or accepted God's love for yourself, and you're feeling in your heart and in your mind that you want to accept Jesus, that you want to accept God's grace, and you want to become a follower of Jesus, then come and see me. Call me. Reach out. Let's talk. Let's meet and pray. I want to share more of this gospel with you. For all of us, let's open our eyes to see the movement of God in our lives. Let's open our ears to hear the voice of God calling in our lives. Let's open our hearts to experience the love of God in our lives and to share that. And let's embrace that love and share it unconditionally with everyone we meet. Amen.